Hello, Belton Boopsy Cackleton here. I know that the stupid countries this week celebrate Columbus Day, which I just want to say is an utter shame. You Americans celebrate a man for discovering something that you know fully well he didn't discover. Sure, he technically discovered the Americas, parts of two continents, but he didn't discover the unfortunate plot of land that your blasted country was birthed on. It's like when you praise FDR as one of the greatest presidents ever, when you all know he didn't do anything but drop a few quotes. The bloke was hungry for power, and not to mention, he's not on the same level as Winston Churchill. But I suppose that's due to the polio. In any matter, Christopher Columbus isn't a hero. He's rubbish. Christopher Carubbish, I call him. And not only do you delusional Yankees celebrate him for virtually being a failure, you celebrate him for doing the worst thing he could possibly do. Discover America. The act of bringing the Americas into the world's mainstream is actually the worst thing he did. And he did a lot of disgusting things. Belton? What are you doing? Why are you interrupting me? And that's Mr. Cackleton to you. Okay, but we need to start the show. It's our Hispanic Heritage Special. That's why I invited you here. Not to F Christopher Columbus. Yeah, it may not have been positive, but I just spoke about a Spanish person. I think Columbus was Italian. My gosh, you're right. Then how about King Ferdinand? Sure, but I rolled up some nice reports and it'd be nice if you read them. You mean you got some things from Wikipedia? No, I mean, sometimes you have to use Wikipedia when it's the only thing there. But, I rolled up some nice reports and you wrote. We all know Americans can't write. Well, I'm Golden Garagian. At least, that's what I'm supposed to say. Get it? Americans can't write because they've caused so many wrongs. Oh my god. I'm so witty that it hurts. Oh my god. I apologize for that. And for the rest of the show. Hola, hola, boys and girls. Welcome to the Golden Garage. Do you like my Spanish?
Hola, my name's Dr.
Yes, I am Dr. K, wishing you a happy birthday, if it's your birthday, as usual. Well, you know, not that it's always your birthday, but you know what I mean. Yes, so happy birthday, and hey, it's time for your pop culture examination. Okay, so NASA has discovered traces of water on the planet Mars. So I guess Marvin better start paying those water bills. But then again, why is finding water on Mars so newsworthy? I mean, we already know that there's chocolate on Mars. I mean, that's where we get all of our Mars bars. You know? Like, just, you know, it baffles me. But honestly, good job, NASA. I'm glad you beat the ESA, the European Space Agency, at something after they beat you at getting a probe on a comet. Comet. Like, I don't care if you guys work together on stuff. and, you know, if you do it for humanity's progression or whatever, NASA, you not getting a probe on a comet before the ESA cost the United States the Cold War. I think, right? That's what the Cold War was about, like it was still going on, like, when they got the comet on the, when they got the probe on the comet. Anyways, whatever. I was in the Golden Garage for a while, okay? I'm not sure when the Cold War ended, okay? Anyway, fact of the matter is this. NASA, you could have beat them, and you should have beaten them. But, you know, this is a great discovery, so kudos, NASA. But still, don't forget, they got a probe on the comet before you. So congrats, NASA. Congrats. However, NASA, you are not the only organization that is falling behind other organizations. Let's be honest. NASA's probably slaying the ESA all day, every day. Like, all light year, every light year. You know what I'm talking about. Burger King, you know, number three behind McDonald's and Wendy's. Burger King has begun selling a Whopper with a black bun for the Halloween season. However, some customers who have tried the burger have complained that the black bun has turned their feces green. So they're pooping out Taco Bell products? You know, like Burger King goes in and the green Baja Blast comes out. Okay, I need to stop. Okay, no. But yeah, I mean, I guess I could say Chipotle, but I think Taco Bell has more green products, right? What if that was, like, seriously how they made the Baja Blast? Like, honestly. Like, no, like how would you know whether or not they have, like some type of feces inside of, like, their taco meat? Like, how would you know? Like, if they just had a little bit. Like, what if that was, like, what makes it taste so good? Like, a little bit of, like, bird feces. You wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. But, hey, you never know. Like, let's be honest. Even I put a little bit of crap in this show. Okay, I'm kidding. The Golden Garage isn't that bad. Okay, the Pope. Pope Francis's first visit to the United States was in the city of Philadelphia. And unlike Joan of Arc in England, the Pope was welcomed warmly in the city of brotherly love, and he wasn't burned at the cheesesteak. I know, that joke was cheesy. Okay, so when we come back, we'll be joined by a very special guest. Don't touch that dial. You know, unless you need to, like, call the police because, like, you know, you, like, broke your toe or something. But I was talking more of, like, a TV dial or, like, a radio dial, even though I know you're not listening to this on TV or radio necessarily. But I mean, you could be. I don't know. But, I mean, if this is on like, radio or TV and I'm not getting any royalties, we're going to have to talk. Like, we're going to have, like, a speech. Just don't touch a dial. You shouldn't even have dials anymore. You should be, like, settling on Mars and discovering water and stuff. Come on now.
Hispanic Heritage Month!
Greetings. Belton Boopsy Cackleton here. In the United States, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. I love how Americans try to give its minorities months to try and appease them because Americans don't know how to properly respect anyone. Anyway, today we honor Mil Máscaras. Mil Máscaras was a Mexican professional wrestler who is considered one of the most influential luchadors of all time. Born Aaron Rodriguez in San Luis Potosí, Mexico, on July 15th, 1942. Mascaris began wrestling professionally at the age of 22. He was catapulted into stardom after starring in an eponymous 1966 film. The masses lined up to watch the high-flying luchador compete. Mascaris made his international debut in Los Angeles, California, in the United States. There he dazzled fans with his innovative moveset. He also introduced Japanese audiences to a unique high-flying style of wrestling. In 1972, he became the first masked competitor to perform in Madison Square Garden. Mascaris's fame not only brought him success, but it raised the popularity of Mexican luchadors higher than ever before. His name, which means a thousand masks, is more than just a clever title, as he rarely wore the same mask during his matches. He even keeps a mask on during public appearances. He has starred in various films and has solidified himself as an international star. In 2010, Mil Mascaris was inducted into the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, and in 2012, he took his rightful spot in the World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Fame. So, we salute one of the greatest luchadors of all time, Mil Mascaris. And one of the greatest things of all time, the United Kingdom. Okay, I'm sorry, this is about Mil Mascaris, not the United Kingdom. Though it should be. Welcome back, everyone. Joining me at this time is the Queen of Spain. You know, I was just eating a cup of cantaloupe last night, and I realized it'd be a lot better if my nostril had exhaled the exuberance of my honeymoon. You do realize that. Job, what are you doing here? Wait, first, I don't even want to talk to you. Second, I'm not talking to you. And third, if I were talking to you, you mean if you wasn't talking to me. No, I meant what I said. If I were talking to you, if you wasn't talking to me. No, I'm right, you're wrong, and grammatically incorrect. No, I wasn't. You mean no, you weren't. I weren't what? You mean no, you wasn't. You were Mexican last Friday, weren't you? No, I wasn't. I knew you would come around and see things my way. Where's the Queen of Spain? You mean the Queen of Diamonds? I said the Queen of Spain, not Queen of Spades. You can call a spade, but I'm not gonna call a diamond a spade if it's a diamond. Man, spade's one of those terms I'm not sure whether or not we should be saying on the Golden Garage. Not that anything's, you know, necessarily wrong with the word spade, because, you know, it used to mean something else, but, you know, I guess it doesn't really mean it anymore. Anyway, but, okay. Okay, but where is she? Where's the Queen? I saw the Queen of Spain walking toward the Golden Garage, and I couldn't let her go in, so I detained her and I tossed her inside of a well. You what? Why would you throw her inside of a well? Okay, I don't even want to talk to you. Not after what you did to me. I mean, you didn't throw me into a well, but... what'd I do to you? Did I make you poop queen? You gave me an unfair ruling in court, remember? Well, you do realize that the mahogany penguins do sometimes approach. What are you... I don't care. Why do I even try? I mean, I have these questions right here, so I mean, I may as well ask you them. You may as well. Get it? Get what? I said you may as well. You know, the place where the Queen of Spain is dwelling right now. She's dwelling in the well. That's not funny. Well, what about the Golden Garage? Yeah, shut up. Okay, so did you celebrate the Moon Festival? Or the Mid-Autumn Festival, which some people celebrated in China? You know, eating mooncakes and other things? Is that a festival about booties? No, it has nothing to do with booties. Ironically, that's a bum. You're a bum. Okay, did you see the Super Blood Moon? It was special because it only happens every once in a while, and we on Earth haven't seen it in years. But I saw my blood sun. Your blood sun? Affirmative. You have a son? Yes. How? I mean, okay. Why do you have to specify he's your blood son, and why is seeing him so special? Because I'm a bad father and haven't seen him in years. I'm guessing you don't have a son and you just said sun because I said moon. It's okay, I get it. I know how you operate. Okay, so what about the Pope? The poop? Okay, never mind. Holidays. There's Columbus Day, Hispanic Heritage Month, the Sweetest Day. Did you or are you doing anything for those holidays? You forgot Boss's Day. That's also in October, if you were, you know, listing holidays that occur around the month of October on the Roman calendar, you do realize that. Who cares about Boss's Day? I also didn't mention Canadian Thanksgiving or the Jewish holiday Sukkot. What's the issue? No one cares about Canadian Thanksgiving. And, what's the holiday of Suck It? That's not what I said. Okay, I was gonna ask the Queen about accents, and then I was gonna present, the Golden Garage question of the week. But, you know, she's not here. I think you mean, well, she's not here. Yeah, so, I'm gonna present the question of the week. Can I answer? Let me ask it first. The question of the week is, which accent do you think sounds better, if you can tell the difference? The New York accent or the Boston accent? Deep dish. No. Boys, girls, jobs, go to the Golden Garage website or Instagram page. Yeah, we have one of those. And give us your opinion. And we'll talk about it on the next episode of The Golden Garage. If I had a forehead, I'd slap you. I don't care what you do, Job. I don't care. Yeah, we can tell by the quality of this podcast. Shut up. Just shut up's not a nice word. Whatever, Job. Whatever.
You know who I am? I'm here to tell you about a non-American who made accomplishments in science, which, as an old-fashioned American, I find shocking. I mean, we invented the Chinese! Today, I'm talking about Mo-I-O Molina. What? How do you say it? Mario Molina? Whatever. I don't need your hippie glasses. I've got my own. Mario Molina's a Mexican chemist whose work helped lead to the discovery of the Antarctic ozone hole. Molina was born on March 19th, 1943. And he loved science from a young age. Young age? As a child, he dreamed of becoming a research scientist, and he even converted a bathroom into his own personal laboratory. His aunt, Esther Molina, who was a chemist, helped him with experiments later on. He completed his basic studies in Mexico and Switzerland. He earned a bachelor's degree in chemical engineering in Mexico, his postgraduate degree in West Germany, and in 1972, he earned a PhD in chemistry at the University of California, Berkeley. he continued his research at the University of California, Irvine! He helped discover that chlorine atoms that came from decomposed chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, destroy ozone. In 1974, he and Professor F. Sherwood Rowland wrote a paper in a journal called Nature, which focused on how CFCs are a threat to the ozone layer. More like KFCs! They shared their findings to other scientists, the media, and government. These discoveries helped lead to the movement to get rid of CFCs from things such as aerosol cans. In 1995, along with Rowland and Paul Crutzen, Mario Molina won the Nobel Peace Prize for Chemistry. Ah!
Now, one thing on that Mario Molina segment before we get to the sketch. He converted a bathroom into a laboratory. I'm not slighting him, but it was a lavatory right before. I mean, it's not that impressive to replace a V with a B and an R. Anyway, the following is the Dark Burger King pitch. Enjoy.
I'm an executive here at Burger King, and all I do all day is count sesame seeds like I'm some kind of Muppet. What?
Do you have a minute?
Do you have a million-dollar idea that's going to help us beat McDonald's and Wendy's and take one of their top spots as the number one or number two fast food restaurant chains in the country?
Yes?
So, Wallace, what's this great idea?
Okay, so you know what's coming up.
Being bought out by McDonald's?
No. Halloween. So, I was thinking that we make a special change to our menu.
No, we tried adding healthy options once. Didn't work out.
No. I'm talking about making something scary. You know what's scary?
Eating at Burger King?
No. The dark. So, let's take Burger King and add a little black.
Do we still have to do that diversity thing? I'm sure we have like 3 black employees.
No, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about introducing the world to the Black Whopper Bun.
Is that it there?
Yeah.
I can dig it. So what's the selling point?
It's delicious.
Okay, Wallace, the true selling point.
Okay. It's like the original you love, just a different color.
Michael Jackson Marketing 101.
Sure. And it's spooky.
But what's the catch? There's always gotta be a catch, Wallace. Is it made out of papier-mâché? Is it made in illegal factories? Is it actually edible? Come on, give me something.
Well, there is one thing. But I don't want to say it, because it's kind of gross.
I've worked at Burger King for years. I can handle gross.
Well, it turns your poop green.
Really?
Yeah, it's not bad for people. We just couldn't find a solution to it in our development labs. Our poor test boy was pooping out the rainbow for weeks.
Wallace!
Yes, I know it's a dumb idea, but—
Wallace! That is the greatest idea I have ever heard. Let's do it! Burger King! Turning America's poop green, one Whopper at a time.
You really think it's a great idea?
By George, I do. This is gonna be the most green we've made in months. Shake my hand.
Thank you, sir.
Now go make me some black buns.
Yes, sir.
Looks like we got it. Does Wendy's have black buns? Does McDonald's have black buns? No, but we do. We'll have more black buns than an urban hair salon. I can't wait till he brings all that green in my office and dumps it on my table so I can grab it and hold it in my hands and smell it. I can taste it now. This is gonna be the most lucrative thing that we've ever done. Long live the black bun.
Hispanic Heritage Month!
Hey, it's me, Dr. K, here for Hispanic Heritage Month, and to show you how well I pronounce Spanish words. Anyway, Selena Quintanilla Perez was a Mexican-American singer who became one of the most successful artists of Tejano music, which is a type of Tex-Mex music which uses folk elements and mixes with other styles such as country. Born April 16, 1971 in Lake Jackson, Texas, Selena always had an affinity for singing from a young age. She began singing in a band with her siblings called Selena y Los Dinos. In 1986, she won the Tejano Music Award for Female Vocalist of the Year. She won this award 8 different times. She also won the award for Performer of the Year in 1987. In 1990, her album Ven Conmigo became the first Tejano album to reach gold record status, selling over 500,000 records. She also became a fashion designer, and due to her unique style of fashion, she was nicknamed the Mexican Madonna. Selena has sold over 50 million albums worldwide, and in 1994, she won a Grammy for Best Mexican-American Album. Oh, and her signature is amazing. Like, legendary handwriting. She is one of the most influential and significant Latin artists of all time and brought a genre to the mainstream. So we salute the queen of Tejano music, Selena.
Let's talk about Beeritage. I have heard the rumblings of the great. I have heard the murmurs of the weak. I have heard the cries of the afflicted, of the destroyed, the parched. All of these reactions are warranted, but only one will truly be heard, and that is the words of the strong, those who are determined and who have understanding of what is true and necessary. The misguided may be heard, but shall not be listened to. The ignorant may exist, but they will not survive. Polars, you are not our enemies. Humans are the enemies. But by showing opposition to what you know is true and right, begs the question, who do you think you are? No, who do you think we are? The Nightbears are not some group of fools who are willing to fight back. We have been peaceful for millennia and have been taken advantage of for far too long. Your followers must be the fools, for you think their mockery is a form of tribute or adulation. You think they idolize us? No, they fear us, so they mock us. They appropriate our nature and profit off of it. The Berenstain Bears are a disgrace. Yogi is a traitor. Little Bear was turned into toothpaste. We are skinned and then squeezed for our juice so that they can drink beer. They extract our innards so that they can make beer paints out of us. Don't get me started on teddy bears, but perhaps I should not waste my precious breath on polar bears. You snowbird dwellers know not of the struggle of living in the woods of North America. You get a pass simply because you're lighter. They value you more. We understand that. Polars, we welcomed you into our movement. Do not try to stop a movement that is for your benefit. Bear with me. Don't human with them. I stress, you are not our enemies. As for the humans listening, your time is very valuable. We aren't evil. We want you to give us what we want, which is peace and our woods. But if you make resorts, we will resort to fighting. All the bears and the sensible humans that inhabit this sphere of life better bear with me. For only you can prevent forest riots. Only you can prevent forest riots.
Those pesky little Nightbears. Yeah, so that's our show. And since I have no clue what I'm doing, if you can't tell by now, I'm going to list our sources, even though that sort of thing would, you know, usually be on the website. You know, we'd usually post it up on the website. Yeah, we totally have a Golden Garage website. Yeah, I mean, we do, and we also have an Instagram page. Remember to give your opinion in the comment section on the like question of the week post that you know we're gonna put up on Instagram. It feels weird like mentioning like social media on stuff you like recording, because social media is not really a fad. It seems like it's going to be, like, a stepping stone to the next thing. But, like, you, like, don't want to say it because, like, you think, like, it's going to be outdated soon. But, you know, whatever. But I suppose this is a time-sensitive, you know, because it's, like, a current event podcast. Not really. I mean, I guess it's like a sketch podcast. Whatever, you know. You know, the Golden Corral. Oh, shoot. I gotta go soon because my boss is... So here are the sources we used for the Hispanic Heritage Fact segments. Okay. IMDb.com. I'm actually Dr. K. I'm not DB. Okay, no. IMDb.com. WWE.com. Pro Wrestling Wikia. Pro Wrestling Historical Society.com. Biography.com, Wikipedia.com, you knew it was coming, NobelPrize.com, and, of course, my encyclopedia. So, blame those sources if anything's inaccurate. Like one of those websites actually being a .org and not a .com. Oh, and thanks to the hashtag Selena account on YouTube for the instrumental of Bitty Bitty Bum Bum by Selena, which belongs to the EMI Latin label. But I think it's fair use because those segments were educational. See, I told you we're educational sometimes. See, that's what the kind of podcast we are. We're an educational podcast. Okay, so yeah, no matter what holiday you're celebrating, just remember.
Me, 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 me. I love you more today than yesterday. Not as much as tomorrow.
Here we go.
I love you more today than yesterday, but only half as much as tomorrow. That
song is fair use too, because this entire thing was educational. Okay, like legit. So God bless, and goodbye.
Dr. K